Welcome to a guided loving kindness practice. To begin, take a seat and make any changes needed for comfort. Consider taking a posture for you that embodies a sense of dignity and strength. And by that I mean where the spine is straight, but not too tight or tense. The belly is soft. Relaxing the shoulders, the arms, letting the hands rest wherever they are most comfortable. And if you'd like, you can close your eyes or allow your gaze to rest on the floor a few feet in front of you. In today's practice, we'll be cultivating loving kindness. Loving kindness is a natural opening of a compassionate heart to ourselves and others. And so let's start by taking a few full breaths, letting the breath be felt in the area of the heart as you breathe. As if you could breathe in and touch the heart with the in-breath and touch the heart with the out-breath, kind of breathing into and out of the heart with each breath in and each breath out. Just let the breath flow through your heart. And so we'll begin as you continue just to breathe at your own pace in any way that's most comfortable to you. We're going to begin this loving practice with directing phrases of loving kindness towards yourself. And so in a moment, I'm going to invite you to recite the following phrases directed toward your own well-being. May I be well. May I be well. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be safe. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. And so pause here for a moment to perhaps experience the felt sense of what it feels like just to pause and to send phrases of loving kindness toward yourself as a way of self-care. And so now let's expand this practice to include another person. So bring to mind a person who, when you think of them, your heart just has this sense of appreciation and warmth. And so bring this person to your mind's eye. And begin to mentally send the following phrases to this person. May you be well. May you be well. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be safe. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be happy. May you be happy. And again, just pausing here. To notice the felt sense of what it feels like to send these phrases of loving kindness to the person that you've brought to your mind's eye. And now it's very common when we do this practice that there are other people that we love and we care for and we have appreciation for who come to mind. And so allow other people to come to your mind's eye. And again, from your heart center to theirs, kind of imagine them standing in front of you. And from your heart center, you send the phrases of loving kindness. May you be well. May you be well. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be safe. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be happy. May you be happy. And again, just pausing for a moment, noticing the felt sense of what it's like to send these phrases of loving kindness to people that you love and care for. And especially during this time of uncertainty, high stress, anxiety, fear, this is a really lovely practice to, after we send these phrases of loving kindness to ourselves and to the people that we love and care for, to begin to include other people. Other people who we might not ever meet, but we know as human beings are probably experiencing many of the same emotions that we're experiencing during this time. And so if you'd like, I'm going to invite you just to kind of collectively imagine sending these phrases of loving kindness to all of the Rush family in the medical center, in the university, all employees, all faculty and students, all patients, maybe even bringing your hand to your heart as we wish so many people the following phrases of loving kindness. May you be well. May you be well. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be safe. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be happy. May you be happy. And as you continue to breathe, again, just pause just for a couple moments to notice the felt sense of sending these phrases of loving kindness to so many people that we probably will never have the chance to meet. But just feeling perhaps a sense of connection during this time of social distancing. And as this particular meditation is coming to a close, just offer yourself a sense of kind of kindness and gratitude for taking this time to practice self-care. Taking three nice full breaths at your own pace. And as you feel ready, you can gently open your eyes. Come back into the room. So on behalf of the Supportive Oncology Well-Being Task Force, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. Be well, be safe, and I look forward to being with you again next week. Thank you so much.